enjoy. Come in peace, come in joy, come in
FM, Acra, New York. Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m. every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for the masses from Catskill with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC afternoon show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Acre on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of J. Johannes Freibel Parker of Ravenna, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Noah Eckstein reports for Columbia Green Media that on May 31st, Hudson's Common Council holds a special meeting to vote on changing the city's ward boundaries. In February, a legal committee voted unanimously to recommend the, and I quote, lease change, end quote, option for ward reappointment in the annual update of the ward boundaries. Under the proposal, 75 residents from the first ward moved to the third ward, and 40 residents from the third ward switched to the fourth ward. If voters approve in a November referendum, the changes would go into effect on January 1, 2023. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said, and I quote, "The point is that some people are going to wake up and find out they are in a new ward. I don't know if that is a big deal or not," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for State of Politics that the unemployment rate continues to fall in New York. The State Department of Labor announced May 19th that in April, unemployment fell from 4.6% to 4.5%. New York added 23,600 jobs in the private sector in April, a 0.3% increase. Last April, New York's unemployment rate was much worse at 7.7%. But the state is still not as employed as the rest of the country, where there is a national 3.6% unemployment rate. If you remove New York City, though, the state's rate is much better than the national rate at 3.1%. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
Mid-Hudson News reports that the State Department of Health announced another 1,474 people in the Hudson Valley Catskill region tested positive for COVID-19 on May 18th. That announcement included another death in Westchester County. Columbia County added 33 new cases, and Greene County added 26 more. The entire area is considered at high risk of COVID-19 spread, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That means wearing masks indoors is recommended so that more people do not catch the virus, and so there will be fewer deaths in the future to report. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for the WGXC listening area beginning at noon on Saturday to 8 p.m. Saturday will start off mostly cloudy and gradually becoming sunny and hot with a temperature high near 94 degrees. On Saturday night, it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 67 degrees. And on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly after 5 p.m. It will be mostly sunny and hot with a temperature high near 92 degrees. And Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly before 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 58 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephanie Fleischman of Columbiaville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Network, an empire upon an empire.
I make no promises.
You on the mark.
With one purpose only, to point out and make public the dishonesty, now in complete control of the government of this state.
There is only one man who can rid the politics of this state of the evil domination.
Yes. Hello.
Number
That was 2022 new music from Lucretia Dalt. The song was called Mariterna, and it's from the Baby soundtrack. That's a HBO Max TV show with Lucretia Dalt there with the music on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number nine.
Next, we hear It's Hard to Say Exactly How I Feel from the 2022 EP 5 for 5 from Jaded Azarides, which is Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer and legendary bassist Mike Watt from the Minutemen and Firehose and other projects.
Like train wheels whispering to a stop. Like a peony releasing scent, transitioning from humble to glorious. Like rust. Like tiny scissors snipping paper dolls from frozen leaves. Like silver switches where the freight comes through. Like boot treads stamping clubs and diamonds. Like the word swan in blue neon. Like bodega lights down the hill and the final darkness of the river. The next door neighbor might be a problem. He asked me to let him into the basement to make a repair. Buckling joists, stair lip, quarter round, mold on a cardboard box. Hide here, under this table. Voices in the kitchen. Can I have a bite? You ask such penetrating questions. Roughened hands scrape dust, ridden with fleas. Heavy weight on my chest. I press the curve of a rib, then the rib next to it, until I find the spot that hurts. Everyone is laughing. My organs crush together. Light a candle. Leave the room. Lock the door. It's a kind of suicide. The woods and water are on fire. The village is on fire. The amusement park burns down. It seems final, but it isn't.
Number
8.
Here's 2022 new music from the Baltimore-based duo Matmos. The album is called Regards, Oklani Della Bogoslaw Schaefer. And this song is Few Far Chaos Bugles from Matmos on WGXC. Thank you.
Number 7.
Here is 2022 new music from Ghost Power from their named after themselves album. This is called Panic in the Isles of Splendor.
Thank you.
number
6.
Here are four legendary jazz names. On reeds, Daniel Carter. On piano, Matthew Shipp. On bass, William Parker. And on drums, Gerald Cleaver. This is the song Sun Verified from the 2022 album Welcome Adventure Volume 2.
Thank you.
number
Congotronics International there performing with Deerhoof, Juana Molina, the Kashia All-Stars, and others on a 2022 song called Where's the One?
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4
Little day, equality. electricity.
That was the Ibibi Sound Machine with Electricity from 2022.
Number
3. Lock all the windows and march up the stairs, and you're looking to me, but I'm so unprepared for it. Nothing's the same, and I swear that I'm haunted. It's not fair to you, and it's not what I wanted, but we cannot get better.
Do nothing. What if it mattered? I'm trying.
That was the 2022 single Back to the Radio from Porridge Radio on the radio at WGXC.
Number
two.
2022 song from the Baltimore-based duo Matmos from their Thrill Jockey album. That's the song Flash Cube Fogwares Glucha Afereshlow.
Number
one.
Ghost Power there, members of the bands Dymaxion and Stereolab, with their 2022 album Ghost Power and the song Asteroid Witch on the radio at WGXC.
Here is new music released in 2022 from the Anti-Dawn EP. This is Burial, and the track is called Strange Neighborhood.
came around my way, yeah.
Next, we have new music from Floating Points. This is the 2022 track Vocoder on the radio.